Title: Separating Writing and Mixing Stages Intermediate, Drum and Bass in Ableton Live. All right, today we're building a workflow upgrade that instantly makes drum and bass sessions faster, cleaner, and way less frustrating. Because if you make TNB, you already know the trap. You start with a loop. It's kind of exciting, and then you just quickly cue the snare and suddenly it's 40 minutes later, the drop still has no hook, and you're deep in microscope mode. So the mission is simple. Separate writing mode from mixing mode. Writing mode is about speed, vibe, arrangement, and committing to decisions. Mixing mode is about technical polish, translation, depth, and cleanup. Two different mindsets, two different rule sets. And by the end of this lesson, you'll have a practical Ableton template, a short rolling DNB idea, and a switch you can mentally flip, so you stop mixing your loop instead of finishing your tune. Let's set the foundation. First, set your tempo to somewhere in the classic zone, 172 to 176 BPM. Now before you place a single note, you're going to lock in your writing rules. And yes, I'm calling them non-negotiable, because the whole point is protecting momentum. Here are the rules for write mode. Rule 1. No soloing for more than 10 seconds. Solo is where you start fixing things that aren't actually problems in the context of the track. Rule 2. No spectrum analyzer obsession. You're allowed to use your ears and basic meters, but you're not doing forensic audio yet. Rule 3. You only use a small set of tools. Utility. EQ8. Auto filter. Saturator. Blue compressor. And then sends for reverb and delay. That's it. If you can't get a vibe with that, the issue is probably sound choice or pattern, not plugins. Rule 4. If a sound doesn't work in 2 minutes, swap it. Do not rescue it. This is huge in DNB, because bad starting sounds lead to endless processing chains later. Quick Ableton setup note. Keep drum warping on beats, and melodic samples on Complex Pro only if you really need it. Complex Pro can be great, but it can also soften transients and chew CPU. Don't turn it into a default habit. Now we build a routing skeleton. This is your write fast without chaos system. Make 4 main groups. Drums, bass, music, and effects. Inside drums, you'll typically have kick, snare, hats and perk, and optionally a break layer. Inside bass, split it into sub and character bass. That's a major DNB power move, because it keeps your low end stable while you go crazy up top. Music is pads, stabs, atmospheres, textures. Effects is risers, impacts, noise, transition stuff. Then set up returns. 3 returns is a great starting point. Return A is a short room reverb. Think tight, quick, gluous, around half a second decay, a little pre-delay, and roll off the top end so it doesn't go fizzy. Return B is a tempo delay, like echo, sync to an eighth note or quarter note. Filter it, high pass so it doesn't rumble, low pass so it stays dark and controlled. Return C is a long darker reverb, used sparingly. And again, filter it so it doesn't flood your mix with low mid fog. Here's the reason we do returns in write mode. You can get space instantly without building a custom reverb chain on every track. It's fast, cohesive, and it prevents you from mixing too early. Now we write in session view. Your goal is to make an 8-bar loop that slaps before you arrange anything. If the loop doesn't feel good, an arrangement won't save it. So we're going to earn the right to arrange by making a strong 8 bars. Start with drums. Classic DNB anchors, snare on 2 and 4. That's home base. Kick can be a simple 2-step feel, often landing around 1 and 3, but you can shift it depending on the vibe. And hats, 1/16th notes with velocity variation, plus an offbeat open hat to create forward motion. Teacher tip here, before you reach for EQ, try groove moves first. Nudge a hat slightly late. Vary velocities. Add a tiny gap before a snare. Those micro timing choices read as pro way faster than another EQ notch. For quick drum shaping that's still right safe, do minimal moves. On the snare track, you can do a gentle EQ. If it's boxy, trim a bit around 250 to 500 Hz. If it needs bite, a small lift around 3 to 6 kHz. Keep it subtle. Then a saturator on the snare with soft clip on. Drive maybe 1 to 3 dB, just to thicken it and help it sit. On the drum group, add glue compressor. Attack around 10 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2 to 1. And in write mode you're barely tapping it, like 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction maximum. This is glue, not a final drum mix. And put a utility on the group, if you need to pull the overall gain down and protect headroom. Optional, add a break layer for jungle flavor. Drop in your break sample, warp it in beats mode, preserve transients, and tweak the envelope so it stays punchy. Then high pass it with auto filter somewhere around 120 to 200 HC, so it adds grit and rhythm without stealing space from kick and sub. Now we build bass in two layers, sub and character. Sub first, keep it pure and stable. Use operator, oscillator as sign. Write a rolling bass line that locks with the kick and snare pocket. And here's a big musical tip. Leave space on snare hits. In DNB, the snare is a flag in the ground. If your bass stomps all over it, you'll mix forever and still feel like the drop isn't clean. For the sub chain in write mode, keep it simple. EQ 8 with basically no low cut. Don't reflexively cut the sub. If it's too thick, you can do a tiny dip around 60 to 90 HC, but be careful. Most sub problems are actually arrangement conflicts. Then utility, set width to 0%. Mono sub always. Always. If you want width, earn it above the sub range. Now the character bass. Reese, Neuro, whatever fits your taste. Wave Eatable is perfect. Two saws, slate to tune, low pass filter with envelope movement. Or analog for classic Reese weight. Your right safe movement chain can be auto filter for groove, saturator for a bit of harmonics, then EQ 8 to high pass around 80 to 120 HE so it doesn't stomp the sub layer. And here's a DNB writing trick that prevents 8 bar boredom. Write two bass phrases. Phrase A, bars 1 to 4, simple and heavy. Phrase B, bars 5 to 8, small variation. A fill, a pitch bend, a different rhythm, an extra note. Not a whole new idea, just enough evolution that the loop breathes. Now, before arranging, you're allowed to do a sketch mix but only in three moves. Move 1. Rough levels. Keep your master peaking around minus 10 to minus 6 dB. That headroom is going to make your mix stage so much easier later. Move 2. One EQ fix per track if necessary. Not 8 bands of surgery. One problem, one move. Move 3. One space send per element. Room for drums. Maybe delay throws for stabs or vocals. Long reverb only for Atmos textures. In DNB, too much unique reverb is a quick path to a cloudy drop. You can also add a very light master right chain if it helps you feel the vibe. Like a utility pulling 3 dB for safety, optional blue barely touching, and no limiter chasing loudness. If you use a limiter at all, it should be catching almost nothing. The limiter is not your motivation. Your arrangement is your motivation. Now the key moment. As soon as that 8-bar loop works, you arrange. Immediately. Don't perfect the loop. Switch to arrangement view and build a 32 to 64 bar sketch. Here's a practical 32 bar template you can follow. Intro, hats, Atmos, filtered break, tease the bass, build, snare build, riser, bass automation opening up, drop, full drums, sub and bass phrase A and B, mini break, pull the kick, keep Atmos or break, do a vocal or stab throw, drop 2, variation, add a ride, add a new break layer, flip the bass rhythm or do a half bar of silence into an impact. One change can make drop 2 feel new without risking the entire track. Use locator markers. Seriously. Label them intro, build, drop, break, drop 2. It keeps you in songwriter brain, not loop brain. And when you automate during writing, automate energy moves only. Filter openings, reverb send throws on transitions, drum mutes for fills. Think density and spectrum, not polish. Now let's add some coach-level workflow tools that make this stick. First, mode tags. During writing, rename your tracks with a prefix like w_kick, w_snare, w_sub. It sounds almost too simple, but it's a legit context switch. When you later duplicate the set for mixing, you change the prefix to m_. You're telling your brain, new job now. Second, decision checkpoints. At bar 17, when the drop hits, decide that your kick, snare, main bass patch, main motif, and core drum groove are locked. You can still tweak later, but you're not auditioning 40 snares in mix mode. At bar 33, after the first drop section, decide that your breakdown moves and transition effects choices are locked. This prevents mix mode from becoming rewrite mode in disguise. Third, the parking lot track. Make a MIDI track called Parking Lot. Anytime you think snare too pokey at 4K or bass could be wider, don't stop and fix it. Write it as a clip name or in clip notes. Then when you hit mix mode, you literally work down the list. It reduces mental load and stops you from derailing your writing session. Fourth, calibrate your listening level. Pick a comfortable monitoring level and keep it consistent. If you keep turning it up while writing, it's usually not because you need EQ. It's because you need arrangement contrast. You're trying to manufacture excitement with volume instead of musical moves. Now, before you switch to mix mode, do the sketch confidence test. Mute all returns. Bypass all processing on groups. Listen for 30 seconds. If the drop still feels compelling, you're ready to mix. If it collapses, you're not ready to mix. You need to fix pattern choices and sound selection first. That's still writing work. When you are ready, you freeze writing and switch to mix mode. Create a mix start snapshot. Save as your write version. Then duplicate to a mix version. Name it clearly, like track name write v1, then track name mix v1. Now enforce mix rules. No sound browsing. No rewriting bass lines unless arrangement demands it. And fix problems in this order. Balance, low end, drums, space, then details. Also add a reference track. Drop a Pro DNB tune into Ableton on its own track. Level match it with utility. And route it straight to the master with no processing. The goal is not to copy it. The goal is to stay honest about low end, brightness, and density. Now let's do a practical mix pass with mostly stock tools. On the drum bus, start with EQ8. High pass around 20 to 30 Hz to remove rumble. If it's harsh, a tiny dip around 6 to 10 kHz, but only if needed. Then glue compressor, attack somewhere between 3 and 10 milliseconds, release auto, ratio 2 to 1 or 4 to 1. Aim for 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction for tightness. Then drum bus, lightly, drive maybe 5 to 15%. Crunch low, boom off or very low, because in DNB your low end is already busy and you don't want fake sub blue muddying the kick sub relationship. On the bass bus, EQ8 first, make small, targeted moves if the kick and bass are fighting. Then optional saturator to add harmonics so the bass reads on smaller speakers. Optional glue for 1 to 2 dB leveling. And utility for mono management. If you want a really clean trick for sub translation without wetting the sub, duplicate the sub track. High pass the duplicate around 120 to 180 Hz. Saturate it lightly. And blend it very low. That's not distorted sub. It's a translation helper. Your real sub stays clean and stable. For depth and space, one of the most important DNB mix habits is filtering your returns. Put EQ8 after your reverb and delay returns. High pass around 250 to 500 Hz. Low pass around 6 to 10 kHz. That keeps the drop powerful and prevents reverb from turning into low mid soup. This audio version is shortened for playback.